Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mary Pruski with Save Our Buffalo Churches is on the WBEN Live Line. Next month, Buffalo Bishop Michael Fisher is traveling to Rome to meet with Vatican officials. We just heard a few minutes ago from a canon law expert, Philip Gray, that this is not a normal or ordinary visit. Mary, what are you taking away from this?
Good morning. The same as Philip, this is what makes it so extraordinary, again, is that he's being accompanied by his COO, and the vicar for the Road to Renewal movement. So it looks like there is going to be targeted conversation about that, probably amongst other things, but we really believe it's targeted conversation to understand why all these things are being imposed on our diocese, closing churches, taking money from the parishes. It's certainly, those practices are certainly not normal for diocese, as your question to Philip was. And the way the Buffalo Diocese has tried to restructure in the bankruptcy hasn't really been seen around the rest of the nation. Most dioceses did not close churches or take money. And these guys are going full board ahead, making those changes. And that's why those of us who really want to fight back are saying, this is wrong, you've crossed the line. You know, we'll be obedient to some things, but this crosses the line, taking from us. And that's where Rome has to say, why are these people crying out? And when they read, they'll understand and say, yeah, there's something here we have to talk about. And that's what we're hoping for.
So we know that this meeting is set to happen at some point next month, not sure exactly when. And then maybe a resolution comes before the end of the year if things are expedited. If the Vatican were to say that the diocese couldn't take these payments from parishes, in your mind, what would the next step be then? How is the settlement paid and where do you go from here?
Well, it would be great if they came out and said, let's work on this together and see what type of a payment structure plan we can come up with. Our outcry has been they haven't tried or looked at other things, and if they did, they have not been transparent about it. So they're going to have to step back and look at loans, borrowing from some places to repay, grants. There are probably other things out there. I'm not a big finance person, but they've got to look someplace else other than taking away from people who want their money to stay with their parish.
It sounds like it could potentially blow everything up that's in place.
It could, very definitely. And I think our courts really want to work with both sides of the argument. We want this, the victims paid. Absolutely, they deserve the payment to help them adjust to what everything that's happened to them. But they've got to come up with a different way of extracting or coming up with the money. And that's the big question. We're looking at other sources on our own here in Buffalo. And we have some potential leads, but that takes a little time. Let's get the diocese to work together and let's get this fixed and find the finances. The courts could impose a final bankruptcy liquidation type of process, and nobody wants to see that happen. But if the diocese isn't more cooperative about finding money somewhere else, they're putting themselves at peril.
Well, Mary, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Mary Pruski joining us live this morning as we continue to look at what might be next in the Buffalo Diocese.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.